Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning for our morning interview with three guests. Ben Huey, who is the executive director of Sitka Trailworks, Doug Osborne, who is a health educator for CERT and a member of the Sitka Cycling Club, and Amy Ainsley, the planning director for the city and borough of Sitka. Thank you all three for being here this morning. I know you're all muted and we're here in our virtual studio, so I'll just go ahead and jump right to the first question. I want to turn to Amy and ask you a little bit about what is the Walk, Bike, Win program, which is what we're here to talk about this morning.
Great. Thank you so much. And thanks for having us. As you might be aware, but you know, just for any listeners who are not, a little bit of context, we as the city were tasked with working on a short-term tourism plan over the course of 2021 in light of the record-breaking cruise visitor season that we are anticipating this summer. Our plan was very focused on essentially kind of the logistics of how things would work. That would be dispersion of passengers, traffic concerns, transportation, infrastructure needs. And during the transportation portion of the plan, it was identified that multimodal transportation, meaning, you know, a mix of vehicles or walking or biking or other alternative means of transportation, can be really helpful in alleviating some of the concerns that we have for this summer season. You know, Sitka is a small community, particularly in its developed roadways. And so we're, you know, just kind of going to feel some changes in our traffic patterns and the congestions of our streets and availability of parking. So as a part of that, again, that transportation section of the plan, it was identified that walking and biking, while, you know, not necessarily accessible for everybody or a great fit for everybody, is a great option for many. And if we can find ways to incentivize more people to walk or bike into the downtown area instead of driving, that will reduce congestion on the streets as well as alleviate parking pressure. So this program was designed as an outcome of the short-term tourism plan and is essentially a way to give people a little extra reward or a little extra nudge to consider walking or biking this summer.
Yeah, so I want to take a moment just to pause on a little bit about the congestion. In particular, a big change that we can look forward to this summer is that sometimes Lincoln Street will be closed to vehicles. So before we move on to talk a little bit more about the nitty-gritty of the program, I'm wondering, Amy, if you could tell us a little bit about that and how that might affect the Walk, Bike, Win program. Will bicyclists be allowed on Lincoln Street? I presume, obviously, pedestrians will. What is that going to look like this summer?
Yes, the Lincoln Street closure was definitely a really big component of the plan, and it was essentially in recognition of the safety of our available sidewalk space in the downtown area. We just, with the numbers that we are forecasting, looking at sort of a level of service analysis, there was a really clear need to provide more safe pedestrian space. So the plan for Lincoln Street is to pedestrianize on days where we have 3,000 or more cruise ship passengers in town. And the street will be closed to vehicular traffic from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on those days, with no parking starting at about 9 a.m. on those days again. Right now, there is a cruise ship calendar posted on the planning department's page of the city website that highlights those days, though we will be working to launch a more interactive website in the coming weeks here. So we'll stay tuned for that in the meantime, but that would be a great resource for folks who might be looking for that schedule. So how that really interacts with the Walk, Bike, Win program is that in recognition of the fact that Lincoln Street being closed does eliminate some on-street parking there, we really wanted to provide some extra incentive for people to walk and bike, especially on those days. And so as Ben kind of describes some of the mechanics of the program and how you win as a part of the program, he'll kind of explain that point system a little bit. But essentially, you get extra bonus points when you walk or bike to the downtown area on those days where Lincoln Street's closed to vehicles.
Got it. Okay, great. Well, thank you, Amy. And I want to just turn right to Ben then and tell us what is the point system? How does this work? How do people get involved?
Yeah. Well, I'll back up a little bit and say why Sitka Trailworks is involved. We saw a mission alignment with the city in their goals of encouraging more active lifestyles. We know that we're healthy and happier when we spend time outdoors. And so Sitka Trailworks was pleased to be able to partner with the city in implementing this walking and biking incentives program. It's really easy. Walk, bike, win is not much of an abbreviation of the programmatic outline. All you have to do is walk or bike, and then you earn gift cards. It's not a drawing or a competition. You just log your trips. You register on a website where you can enter in on a form where the trips you log, maybe just do it once a week. And then based on the number of trips you do, you get points. And those points translate directly into gift cards to local businesses. And we've designed the point system to encourage new folks to get out walking and biking. So if you haven't done that in the past, you actually get a bonus point. And that means all you have to do is go like commute downtown during business hours once if you're new, and you get a coffee on us, $10 gift card to one of the local coffee shops. And it's just that simple. And then over the summer, you can accumulate these points. And the higher points get higher gift card amounts. And so that initial is to $10 to coffee, but then you can get some money down to Old Harbor or the farmer's market, gather some more points, and you get dinner at the Beak or Mean Queen. And then like grand prize, you get up to $100 cash or membership at gyms and stuff. So we're really trying to encourage people to take the leap.
Very cool. I want to follow up with one question about the points. So do people get rewarded along the way, or is it just at the end of the summer after all the points have been accumulated?
Yeah, at the end of the week, we'll tally points. You log your trips and we'll send out an email with the what you've earned, and you just walk down to City Hall and pick up your gift card during business hours.
Very cool. So this sounds very simple. What is the website that people can go to register?
SitkaTrailworks.org is our website, and we have a page for Walk, Bike, Win. And you'll also see flyers around town with a QR code to register to the form, which is a smart sheets online. And that's also at tinyurl.com/walkbikewin. But SitkaTrailworks.org, you'll get you everything you need.
Great. Thank you. Well, Doug, just to kind of right before we have to wrap up our time together, I want to turn to you sort of as someone who's been bicycling for a long time and promoting bicycling in Sitka. Maybe speak a little bit about, especially these people who are doing it for the first time, what can people expect? How can they maybe get motivated to do this if maybe they're a little anxious about it?
Yeah, a few ideas on getting started. Logistically, one thing that's recommended is to do it when you're not working on a day off and plan out your route and time it out and kind of figure out what you leave at work and what you would take with you and kind of gear and things like that. But I think the very first step is to get a real clear idea of the benefits and the reasons why you're doing it. And I see four big categories. For some people, it really is fitness. It just builds fitness into the day. They have to get to somewhere, and this is a commuter trip, so it could be they're going into work downtown, or they're going to get a haircut or go to a restaurant. They have utility trips to do, and they say, well, if I do it on foot, if I walk, or if I cycle, I'm going to build in activity into my day. And the next group, it is, we heard the story before this about gas prices. It really is a cost savings thing. If you think about the cost, especially if they're using a gas to fuel their car, that saves money. So for some people, it's savings. A third kind of bucket is quality of life. When you're walking, you're saying hi to people, you're seeing birds, you're seeing clouds, you're seeing things that you just don't experience in a car. And so the fresh air and just being out in nature and some of those things. So that's kind of the third. And then a fourth area is really the community benefit. And so for very civic-minded people, they're like, well, if I do this, it's going to help us live up to our our status as the only community in Alaska that has been nationally recognized as a walk and bike friendly community, but also helping with parking congestion, helping with traffic. It's really helping us to be the healthy community, I think, that helps attract people to come and visit or stay. So those are kind of just four benefits, but it's specific to the person. So for some people, they say, well, I want to do this because I think it would be fun. That's it. I just think if I'm riding my bike, I will be smiling. And so fun could be it. But whatever it is for you, really write it out. Write out what your benefits are and keep that top of mind. If you have a big reason why, you'll figure out the how. And so for the how, there's tons of YouTubes. You can always give me a call. I'd be happy to talk about it. But there's a lot of resources out there about getting started. And there's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's the nice thing we have going for us is that things are pretty close. So you don't have these 100 degree days and massive hills usually, and it's all quite reasonable, as you know, Brooke, because you're out riding around and commuting as well. But yeah, figure out your why, go on a day off, and then you'll be off and running. And the funny thing is you might realize that it's a lot easier than you thought.
Wow, I love it. Thank you so much. We are plumb out of time, so I'm just going to tell everyone one final time that they can go to sitkatrailworks.org to get more information about Walk, Bike, and Win program and also to register. Thank you, Ben, Doug, and Amy for being here this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.